This is one more curveball that coronavirus has thrown to healthcare professionals.
Today,
the CDC is tracking these cases across the country and plans to issue an alert about this rare illness.
Just as some numbers were beginning to show signs of progress in the fight against the coronavirus, a curveball.
We thought that children were not especially affected by the virus. To now find out that they might be, and it might be several weeks later, this is truly disturbing.
In a disturbing twist, the age group we thought might be safe from the worst finds itself in the crosshairs.
It hit so quick. It was like 1 minute he was fine, and the next minute it's like he woke up with this weird, strange fever.
Once again, the medical community at large is left with unanswered questions.
What we know so far is this syndrome seems to be occurring in areas where we're experiencing high rates of COVID infection. We know that this is happening in kids who were previously healthy.
And the new threat is spreading fast.
At least 17 states in the District of Columbia are now reporting cases of children impacted by this illness.
Now, a conversation with Coin6 reporter Jenny Young. She is tracking the arrival of pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome in our area and talking to the doctor treating Oregon's first case.
Otherwise completely healthy 14-year-old girl. She is an athlete. She has no medical conditions. She came in with about 5 days of fever, abdominal pain, harder to walk, shortness of breath. Then her eyes became really red. And at that time, she was actually in cardiac shock. She was in cardiac failure.
It is Thursday, May 14th, and you are listening to the COIN Podcast Network coverage of the coronavirus pandemic.
From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a COIN6 digital exclusive.
Jenny, we've all been operating under the assumption that COVID-19 may not be that dangerous when it comes to infecting children, but that appears to be changing.
You know, it is changing within what looks like the last month. We're seeing what's called pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome. So that's PIMS. The first case was reported in the UK in late April and then in New York. And it's scary. We all thought that kids were impervious to this virus. And, you know, it doesn't seem like that's the case now. This is one more curveball that coronavirus has thrown to healthcare professionals.
Jenny, when did you first hear about pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome?
You know, I'd been hearing chatter about it. If you're paying attention to the news about coronavirus that's going on outside of Oregon, you know, New York has had cases, California has had cases. So I just heard chatter, but didn't really know anything about it.
In your reporting, what have you discovered about PIMS?
That it's scary. Kids who get it have cardiovascular or respiratory collapse.
You mentioned that PIMS has been popping up first in the United Kingdom and then in New York, and then it started to appear in several other states. And then on Wednesday, we get confirmation that there is a case in Oregon. Who did you end up talking to?
Well, we were actually able to talk to the pediatrician who is treating that 14-year-old girl, Dr. Mark Buchholz. He's at Randall Children's Hospital at Legacy Emmanuel.
What do we know about the patient that's been diagnosed with it here in the Portland area?
Well, her doctor said she was otherwise a healthy 14-year-old active girl, no medical conditions. It appears she had COVID, recovered from that, and then all of a sudden came down with fever, abdominal pain. She was having trouble walking. She had shortness of breath. Her eyes became really red. She went to the doctor. Her primary care doctor called the hospital. They admitted her into the hospital. And at that point, she was already in cardiac failure. She was diagnosed by a cardiologist. They started putting her on a combination of meds, including new medications, cardiac medications, and blood thinners. I mean, just think about that. This is a 14-year-old little girl. No medical problems before this. He told me that 24 to 48 hours after they started pumping those meds into her system, she started feeling remarkably better. They don't know how long treatment is because they don't know much about this condition. The treatment is just waiting for the heart to fully recover, and doctors don't have a timeline. He told us that she's in good spirits. He said she's a delightful young lady, that she's been on her social media accounts following famous soccer players because she's a soccer player. But you have to think about a 14-year-old child lying in a hospital bed, still on blood thinners, still having to have these immune and cardiac medications pumped into her system to make sure that her heart continues working properly.
And as far as we know, this is the only case in Oregon so far.
That is what the Oregon Health Authority is saying, yes.
As with coronavirus, there's a lot of stuff we don't know about PIMS yet. Jenny, we don't know if this is directly related to COVID-19, but there seems to be some links between coronavirus and PIMS, right?
That's what doctors are saying. They know that patients that they're treating with PIMS have all recovered from coronavirus. Some of those patients were asymptomatic, didn't know that they had the virus, but later tested positive for it. They also say it's very similar to Kawasaki disease. A lot of the symptoms are the same as the PIMS symptoms.
What have you learned about what parents need to be looking for in terms of symptoms?
Take your child to the doctor. Don't delay care if you're seeing unexplained high fevers, abdominal pain, rashes, or red eyes that are not explained by something else.
Jenny Young, thank you very much for your time today.
Ian, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
I want to reiterate one thing Jenny and I touched on at the end of our discussion. All of the doctors we talked to for this story wanted us to make it clear that pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome is, so far, rare and very treatable if caught early. That is a statement echoed by CBS News senior medical correspondent, Dr. Tara Narula.
I want everyone in the public to hear this. This is extremely rare. So even though we're all afraid, this is a rare syndrome, but it is important to be aware. Parents should be looking for fever that lasts several days, abdominal symptoms like pain, nausea, vomiting, changes in the skin or the color of the hands, and a rash and bloodshot eyes.
And Dr. Buchholz wanted us to make sure that parents understand taking the symptoms seriously and seeking treatment immediately is the key to a positive outcome.
And it's important that we see those children early and we can start treatment earlier. We also want to make sure that parents know that hospitals are safe to bring their children to. The key is not delaying care. We want to reassure them, bring in your child earlier. Preventative care is much more helpful.
For more information on pediatric inflammatory multisystem syndrome, head to coin.com. Also today, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced that she has approved applications for 28 of the 33 counties that submitted plans to reopen. That means those counties can gradually reopen most bars, restaurants, and gyms with proper safety precautions on Friday, May 15th. That does it for Thursday, May 14th. I'm Ian Costello for the Coin Podcast Network. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and we will talk to you soon.
Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.